Welcome to this Theory of Change podcast. My name is Andrew Clapperson, and over the next 10 minutes or so, I'm going to talk to you about why testing and exploring your assumptions is a key component of developing an effective theory of change. We often don't have all the information at hand we need to be confident that the theory of change pathway we take is likely to be successful. Theories of change are often developed in a workshop setting, formed from our intuitive knowledge of a particular issue. We often fail to do enough background research on the enabling environment related to the change we want to bring about. There are often a variety of issues and context-specific phenomena that will influence the nature and likelihood of change. And while background research and analysis can help us understand these issues better, it is impossible to predict exactly how social phenomena will ultimately play out. Theories of change are designed as a means to help us understand and predict what conditions exist and what mechanisms might help promote and support change. Rather than overlook assumptions we make about how change might be achieved, it's important that we use those assumptions as a point of reflection and testing. My first guiding principle when thinking about the assumptions within your theory of change is that you must remember that every step along your theory of change pathway is made up of assumptions, however well you think you understand the enabling environment. It's common to make assumptions, particularly around the causal relationship between different changes or outcomes outlined in your theory of change. As means of a very basic example, developing communication products and communicating with policy actors will not, for instance, guarantee that your target audience will be engaged, that their thinking will change, or that they will take action. Yet this is a common assumption that is made. You may find that additional changes or outcomes along your theory of change pathway are required to make this leap logical, or that the underlying assumptions here need to be explained in your theory of change narrative. It can be difficult to include all the information required to make sense of your theory of change in a diagram alone, and it's important to have a narrative to explain it. This leads me to my second guiding principle when thinking about assumptions within your theory of change. You must always include a narrative that unpacks and explains the assumptions you are making across your theory of change pathway. If the assumptions you make are not explained, then your theory of change will lack logic. Assumptions can be broken down into the following types: causal links between steps or outcomes across your theory of change pathway, operational assumptions about the context and strategic options, paradigm or worldview assumptions about the drivers and pathways of change, and assumptions about the belief system at play within society, informing judgments about the appropriateness of different strategies for that context. It's likely that when you start to identify the assumptions across your theory of change, that you'll start to notice many, especially if you do this as part of a group exercise. Which leads me to my third guiding principle. You can't address all the assumptions across your theory of change, so focus on those that are the most important and drill down into these. Important assumptions that you should look to focus on include the most critical to success, those with the highest risk, the most unstable, or high potential for critical impact, those about which you know least, those that have implications for long-term success. Testing the assumptions within your theory of change does not just rest on using the knowledge that rests in people's heads. Instead, you should see this stage as an opportunity to bring in evidence and wider learning. The notion of testing assumptions and the approach one should take is not clearly set out in the theory of change literature. In fact, the notion of testing an assumption can be quite misleading. After all, it implies that once an assumption is tested or substantiated in any meaningful way, it's no longer an assumption, when in reality it still kind of is. A useful way of framing this issue is to follow the following advice. If good knowledge is already available on a particular point, then we can change its label from assumption to something closer to fact and move along. The theory of change literature is pretty weak on how evidence should be used to test and reflect on your assumptions. But we have to make our own assumption here that in order for your theory of change to be as robust as possible, you need to be prepared to apply a variety of evidence and knowledge from multiple sources and be prepared to triangulate data from academic, program evaluation, available grey literature, and stakeholder experience. In striving to bring evidence into your theory of change, you should also not overlook the perceptions and behaviour of local individuals and organisations in the context you are working. This leads me to my fourth guiding principle. Explore what knowledge and evidence can help you test your assumptions more fully and help ensure your change pathway is grounded in evidence and context-specific knowledge. Developing a good theory of change can be a resource-dependent activity and require a whole host of different expertise and skills. Many people underestimate what's involved in their development, particularly in testing and reflecting on assumptions. I hope the process outlined in this podcast has not put you off using this tool. It is an incredibly valuable process if you do support it with appropriate resources and engage a full raft of stakeholders. My fifth and final guiding principle is to test assumptions as far as you can with the time and resources available. If you are not able to draw down on all the available evidence and knowledge to the extent you would like, then your theory of change can remain valuable. But you must remember there is a risk that your assumptions have not been fully tested and the logic within your theory of change could be weak. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you would like to know more about using theory of change as a monitoring and evaluation tool, join me for my next podcast that will also be available on Research to Action. If you have any questions about the content of this podcast, visit the help desk on Research to Action. There are also a wide range of useful resources on theory of change on the R2A site that will help you develop your own theory of change and M&E plan. Thank you and good luck.